was like I relived it over and over again, because I was still asking for my mum, because I know that throughout my life, when I was in any sort of danger, trouble or anything like that, I knew that I could ring my mum and she would make it better. I don't remember anything from maybe 2 weeks before my injury, but then I lost all memory of my life, really. I remember my sister taking me to the canteen in the general hospital and sitting me down and explaining to me that my mum had died, and I just had to go through the whole process again.
Mm. You understood? Do you remember understanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I remember now, but then...
I think that's the first time I understood anything.
Yeah, but then we wheeled him back to the brain injury unit, and then on the way he was like, so when's mum coming again? It was horrible for watching his family as well, because it was still so raw. It was only a year later, exactly to the day when the incident happened. But it was just so hard just watching him, you know, ask for her all the time. And I just knew that, you know, he's so close with his mum and that's who he would have wanted.
As time went on, then I asked again, and it just drilled it into my head. And I think I probably didn't want to believe it. I think my brain probably didn't want believe it, to go through pain. In terms of going somewhere, being successful, I'm back on the path that I was on before and even further in front.
I just think now everything's, you know, better and stuff. Like when I do other things, it just doesn't, nothing else really matters, as long as you're healthy and you're well and everyone's, that's what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do bicker a bit.